Hey there, Pastor Ben here, continuing our study through the book of Galatians. This week we're in Galatians 3, verses 23 through 26. We've seen in the past couple sessions that Paul is trying to reveal to the Jews just what the purpose of the law is and whether or not it's important to follow or what it's meant, why God bothered to give it to man, and truly where the source of salvation comes from. And so in today's passage, he goes even further into explaining just one of the purposes of the law and how faith is not just greater, but really the only thing that can save us from the condemnation that we deserve. So let's read, starting in verse 23. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So we see that there's a very clear timeline that Paul is putting together. He says, before this faith came, meaning that their law existed before the object of faith that we know as Jesus existed, as far as the plan of him coming to earth as a human. You know, the faith that's credited to Abraham as righteousness, Abraham did not know that Jesus was going to be the fulfillment specifically. Moses didn't know. And so the law, having been established before Jesus, right? That means that's this before this faith came, before anyone could have put their faith in Christ. He goes on to say, we were held prisoners by the law. Now, he said a similar thing in the verses previous, but the idea here is not so much that we are slaves and stuck in a sinful loop because the law just continues to reveal these bad things, but instead, the law is being used as a way to guard us, to protect us. The next verse, so the law was put into charge to lead us to Christ, right, shows us that the purpose of the law was to protect us, to show us the best way. It was really, again, a shadow of living a holy life that was to come through faith in Jesus. It also shows us God's heart for mankind and his desire for what's best for us. It also helps us to learn how to relate to one another. Even if we just look at the Ten Commandments, we know that the first four are the ways that we relate to God, and then the next six are the ways that we relate to one another. And so the law was a teacher of some kind. A tutor is what some translations say. Maybe a better word picture of that is sort of a nanny, someone who's in charge of us, who may be helping teach us or make sure that we're being taught the things that we need, but also watching out for our behavior, disciplining us, and really ultimately taking care of us until the guardian, the true guardian, comes back. So in this case, the nanny is the law, and Jesus, right, is our true guardian. So the idea that we are locked up until the faith that should be revealed is not a bad thing, necessarily. But it's confining. It's not the total fulfillment of God's plan for our lives. So the purpose of the law of Moses is fulfilled then when we're not trying to just use the law to get to God, but realize that the law is teaching us about God and about our sinful state. And then when we come to this faith of needing Jesus, of needing true salvation, that's really the ultimate fulfillment of the law. And Paul points that out in verse 25. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. So it's not that the law was useless or unimportant. If you think about the teachers that you've had, the things that you've learned for them have been important. And maybe those people are important to you still today, and maybe they aren't. Because the purpose of that was not necessarily relationship. It wasn't that you were going to do life together with that teacher for the remainder of your days. But instead, you would gain from it what you needed in order to be able to live out and do whatever was next in your life. So we can recognize the law as something that was important to teach us about ourselves, to teach us about God. We can also recognize that it's not the end encapsulation of all of our things. If that were the case, we would, when we went into a school, sit in a teacher's classroom at 20, 30, 40, and still be under that supervision. And we don't need to do that, right? Once we've gotten the knowledge that we need, we move on to the next step. In this case, the knowledge that we need is that we can't be good enough, that we're just sinful and depraved and unable to save ourselves. And so that next step of knowledge really is in taking the faith that's been revealed that we need in Christ in order to be able to live out a life that represents Jesus in reality. And so then Paul has this powerful statement here in verse 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now we must be careful here. Remember the audience that he's saying it is to, the Galatian believers, whether Jews or Gentiles. This is not a statement of, well, then everyone, all humans are sons of God. No, the people who are sons of God are the ones who have faith in Christ Jesus. But what would be difficult for these believers to grasp, and part of why he's writing this letter, is that both the Gentile believers and the Jewish believers are all having the same status as sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. He's once again breaking down that it's not the Jewish relationship, it's not the lineage, it's not being able to trace back a genealogy connected to Israel that gives special status to the believers. But it is just simply faith in Christ Jesus that causes that new relationship. And that new relationship is sons of God, right? Not just a chosen people, but a chosen people who is family, right? We get to call God our Father because of Jesus. And that too, I think, would be difficult for some of those believers, especially the Jewish believers who had maybe spent their entire lives thinking, well, my relationship with God is based on how well I can fulfill all the parts of the law. And the better I do it, the better standing I have with God. And they would certainly understand that a child does not earn the love of their parent by doing well, but that child is loved deeply by the parent because, simply because, they are the child. And so this thought would be both jarring and hopefully for some of them begin to be freeing, as we'll see as we go later in this book, in this letter, that to be considered a son of God is a high status, the highest status really that a human could achieve. I know in Hebrews it says that God put men above angels, and that I think too would be a difficult thought for the Jews, the Jewish believers. But we know that God's redemptive plan for man was always at such a way of putting him in charge of creation, all the way back to Adam naming the animals and taking care of the earth. And so for us, remembering that we are children of God, and that's a high status, that's a place of being well loved and cared for, and also that God is looking out for our best. And so the discipline and the things that we learn from reading God's word is not a punitive, law-based, negative thing, but a father who is teaching his child, hey, this is the way that you live. This is the way that you approach the world. This is what's best. I'm going to protect you from things that aren't good. I'm going to point you towards the things that are good. And again, to circle this back around, that was part of the purpose of the law. To reveal to man, hey, these things are not good for you. These things are what you need to pursue. And so as we consider our own pursuit of holy living and just trying to please God through the way that we live, we have to remember that in the same way we might please our parents, not because we're trying to earn something or get something out of them, but because we know that they love us. And so we love them and want to honor them. That's the relationship ultimately that is being pointed to throughout this book. And so I pray that you will just rest in the thought of being a child of God as you go through this week.